property owner, let Mr. Electric lock the impact of soaring electric costs by modernizing your commercial fixtures. One indoor parking garage in Palm Beach installed the new modern fixtures and saved over $1,200 a month on their electric bill. That's over $14,000 a year savings. As a business owner, the biggest expense you have after your payroll and insurance is your electric bill. Let Mr. Electric drastically reduce your cost of doing business today. Call 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710, or go to MRELEC.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to Sunday Night, All About Addiction Recovery. I'm Tom Hollis, and of course, you are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is being streamed to intherooms.com. We're also being streamed to Love Vacancy, and of course all of the listeners on Love Vacancy and In the Rooms, and Facebook and Twitter, and all the rest of the folks, and all the listeners on WNN 1470 AM, and of course all about addiction recovery every Sunday night. We spotlight addiction recovery, and tonight's going to be the topic of the most important thing about addiction. If you don't believe addiction kills, just read the headlines this past week. And you'll know that Corey Haim, who died of addiction, and they've all been saying it, you know, the bottom line is this is a person that struggled with addiction for many, many years and had cleaned up for a small time period and ended up going back out and dying. So it happens. You know, by the grace of God, the miracle takes place in our lives. And one of the things that I found out is one day at a time, we have a daily reprieve based on our spiritual condition. And if we don't do things with our spiritual condition, we're dead. It's scary. But the good news is that if we live in the solution and not the problem, we tend to, you know, have good lives one day at a time. I want to, thank our sponsors for tonight's show. Our first hour, of course, is from 9 to 10. And we have Sound Pillow, Lakeview Health Group, Brian Shafflin, and Beckert & Associates. And, of course, Brian Shafflin is here with us tonight. Brian, good to see you.
Yes, good evening, John. And it's so great to be part of the message. And, you know, just one point with Corey Haim. You know, there are thousands of people dying, you know, with drug problems, mm-hmm. whether they're intentionally or car accidents. But, you know, it's good that we can get it out to the public.
Well, and here's one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight was, you know, the fact that, guess what? Corey Haim is somebody that's in the limelight every day. He's somebody that's on different reality TV shows. He's out in the forefront. I know of right now, you know, literally over a couple of hundred people that have died since I got sober.
Yes, well, you know, again, that's the point, that this disease is, you know, it's a terrible disease. It kills many, whether it kills them, you know, directly or car accidents or in hospitals. And, you know, it really goes unnoticed. And I'm glad that, you know, being part of the show and having you here and your guests, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, we got to go over our announcements real quick, and then we're going to get right into the show. And we have a guest tonight, our first guest. We got a lot of guests. We're going to be on for 3 hours. So we just had Chris D. walk in. Chris D. in the house. That's always a beautiful thing. And we're going to have Amy Barbera with us. And Amy is going to be talking about her eating addiction or her eating disorder, anorexia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she actually went through a process 19 years ago and has been living a very spiritually clean and fit life since.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk all about that. But let's go over the announcements that I have. We have, first of all, the Southeast Florida Chamber of Commerce Business Expo at the War Memorial Auditorium, Wednesday, March 24, 2010, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's at 800 Northeast 8th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You don't want to miss this. If you are a part of a Green Expo or an art show, or if you have ever done things like that in the past, they have actually integrated into the Business Expo green and art. It's the first of its kind. So we're looking forward to having this event, and we will be there actually broadcasting live. So we're going to have some fun at this, and that's March 24, 2010. And I'm going to be posting a lot of the stuff on the Facebook events and the other websites like In the Rooms and Vacancy Love and all of the rest of the many social networks will all have the event information. We already put it up on Conscious Living Partnership yesterday and some of the other ones, so you will definitely see more information on that. You can give a call to 561-245-8985, and of course, if you want to reserve a booth maybe, or if you want to be somebody that attends the event, you can do that also. Also want to take this time to talk about Crossroads Guitar Festival. Last Sunday night, if you were listening to the show, we had in the sanctuary of Delray Beach. It was a great show, and a great lady, Nancy, was with us, and we had a great time talking about not only how she founded the sanctuary, but you know what she had went through the process of now Eric Clapton and, of course Crossroads Guitar Festival in Antigua are now the actual owners of the sanctuary in Delray Beach. And great, great opportunities we're going to have on. I've had on Kim Martin from Antigua Crossroads a couple of different times. We're having her back on at the end of the month. So stay tuned for more information on that. But they wanted me to make this announcement because it's really important. CrossroadsGuitarFestival.com. Check it out. Go to that website. Help out the cause, because Crossroads Guitar Festival, all of the money that they make at this festival, 100% of it goes to helping people for treatment. Mr. Clapton and his staff of Antigua and, of course, here will literally, they have put people on the plane from the Guitar Fest to send them to treatment. It's amazing stuff. You can go there and buy DVDs at crossroadsguitarfestival.com. You can buy past DVDs of the shows. You can also go there and purchase a T-shirt. You can do all kinds of stuff. So please, if you really find it in your heart that you want to help people, this is a great cause. They're a great organization, and they help people worldwide. Also, we have the Holistic Treatment Conference coming up April 28th through the 30th at the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are going to be there, and we're going to be there with Sound Pillow and maybe Chris D. We can talk him into going to Vegas. Also, we're going to be spending some time up in New Hampshire. Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be up at the Half Moon Festival. It's an upcoming event for sobriety. And, of course, we're going to be spending Memorial Day weekends freezing, of course, up in New Hampshire. I'm sure it's still going to be cold up there.
Right, the ice is still melting.
It's still melting. And then we're going to be rushing back for June 11th through the 13th, 2010, at the Universal Lightworkers Conference. We will be broadcasting live from all of these events, with the exception of the Crossroads Clapton Festival, which I'm trying to work that one. Maybe we can get a live shot from that, huh? Wouldn't that be good, Chris? Absolutely. All right, so in the meantime, we are going to go to our first break, and when we come back, Amy Barbera is going to be with us, and she's going to talk about how, through spirituality, you can be a different person. 19 years later, when you hear her story and where she's at today, you'll find out that anybody can heal and anybody can move forward. We'll be back right after this message.
And all the time,
if you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer, and church attendance while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospital Organizations, reflecting the high standard of care that all patients receive. Do you want a new life? Go online to www.drugrehabforchristians.com or call 800-419-0859. Again, that number is 800-419-0859. Call now to end your spiritual bankruptcy. 800-419-0859 or online at drugrehabforchristians.com. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflett graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflett today, or go online at brianstherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflett, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at brianstherapy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hello, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and I'm Don Hollis, and of course we are live from WNN 1470 AM, right here in Little Boca, and the signal goes out of Pompano. And of course, if you're in the area of Pompano or Fort Lauderdale or northern part of Broward County, you can listen to the show. And if not, you can listen on www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can listen on In the Rooms. You can listen on Facebook. You can listen on Vacancy Love. And you can listen on blogtalkradio.com and all of the rest of the social networks. And we want to welcome everybody to the show. Amy Barbera is with us tonight. And Amy Barbera suffered from anorexia 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she ran into a bunch of issues, I'm sure, that brought her to a point where she said to herself, you know something, I can't live like this anymore,
yes.
and I want to heal.
Yes.
And that being said, Amy, and what I'd like to do is start at the beginning, because you know something, it's real simple for us to sit down and start talking about the spiritual aspect of it, but when we are not spiritually fit and we're in our cup, the bottom line is that we have to make a decision. And I'm sure there were things going on prior to 19 years ago that were happening in your life. What were they?
Well, to begin, my mom, I have a beautiful, amazing mother, in the 50s had anorexia nervosa, and she almost died. She was put into Johns Hopkins University Hospital for a year and a half. Back at that time, they didn't know much about an eating disorder, so she was basically starving herself to death. She got to, I think, about 70-some pounds, and the doctor told my grandmother and grandfather that she only had a couple days to live, and they had to get her to Johns Hopkins. It was like an hour and a half away, because we grew up in Maryland, and my mom fought them the whole way there. She was hitting them and screaming, and so she went through full recovery. They did do feeding tubes back then. They didn't have the intensive therapy and the understanding of it at that time. So it started way before I was even born. And then, of course, I came when my parents got married. I came, and I was a very small child. I was very shy, insecure, had some deep pain from some childhood issues. And in my middle school going into high school years is when the eating disorder manifested. I was going into my normal puberty, starting my menstrual cycle, and because of pain that I was holding down, I started starving myself to death. It's terrible. I got to about like 85 pounds, lost my period. I went into high school, and everybody that knew me from middle school was like, what is wrong with her? Like, what's wrong? And when you're in that state, I can't even explain it. It's like a dark pit, but you don't really know how to make it go away. You don't know what's wrong. I knew that I was stuffing things down, but I didn't know how to make it go away. And I had a very good friend that came into my life at that time, Tammy, who kind of helped me at that time to start to come out and gain the weight back. But I hadn't yet dealt with the issues. So through high school, I was pretty normal. Like, I had anorexia in ninth grade, and then I gained the weight back, was a cheerleader, very popular, but I hadn't really dealt with the issues. So going into college, it came back full force. You get to the point where, like, you don't want to socialize. I'm a very social person. You count calories. I limited myself to maybe 500 calories a day. You won't associate with people. You won't.
So you started isolating.
Isolating big time. You don't want to be around anything that has to do with food, and you only eat particular foods. You get very strange, your behavior, and you see yourself as fat when you're like this bone thin person. And my sister used to cry because she said I had this like smell of death because I was 85 pounds. So, and I was starving myself, and you limit yourself to certain foods, like when I only eat crackers, I would only eat chocolate, and I would only eat, like, at certain hours. I would starve all day long, and at midnight, exactly midnight, I would eat. And you just become this person that's just in this dark pit, and it becomes your life. It's almost just like a drug addict or an alcoholic. It's just the eating, the food.
Well, the amazing part of this, and Brian, we're going to go to you in a second, because the amazing part of this is that across the board, you've just talked about several different things. First of all, that any type of addiction, eating disorders included, genetically speaking, this started way before she was even born, because genetically it was already happening in her family, and genetically speaking it was passed on to her.
Right. And, you know, you can definitely see the biological component that Amy inherited, you know, with the obsession and the out of control, the compulsion. And that's really the key here, that I could just sit across from her and listen to that compulsion that was taking place.
Now,
yeah.
Would you say that's the same compulsion and the same addiction? Because, again, addiction doesn't discriminate, folks, and it doesn't have boundaries. See, most people think, well, you know something, I have an eating disorder. I'm not a drunk under a bridge. And let me explain something to you. If you have an eating disorder or you have unhealthy behaviors that you're addicted to, then guess what? You're an addict.
Right. And you know, it's basically any pathological, involvement, whether it's a food, a drug, a sex, or a thing, or just, you know, you could just tell that obviously Amy had crossed the line. And, you know, I have a question for you, Amy.
Yeah.
I work with a number of, young women throughout my years, and they sit there and they tell me, you know, they look fat, and you just can't convince them. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, did you really? Well, I know you
yeah.
did. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but
yeah.
share a little bit about when everybody in the world, and, you know, you're looking in a mirror, mm-hmm. and you think you're fat. What was going on in your thinking?
It's crazy. You look at yourself and you see, for instance, your stomach, and you'll see this little bulge, which there's nothing there, and you think it's disgusting. And you basically, when people confront you on the issue, you either deny it or you tell them that they're jealous. And the weird thing that I've noticed with myself when I was going through it is my body would react to how my mind thought. Like, for instance, if I would eat, like, a piece of chocolate, I would think I was going to get fat. And so my mind and my body would actually bloat. Even though I was so thin, I would actually bloat up. I think what it is a way of dealing with deep emotional pain, because when I went to my therapist and I would go in, I ate this many calories. She said, honey, it's not about that. So when we started dealing with what it really was, then, and it started coming up, then the desire to starve myself, and I started to see myself differently.
But you bring up a good point, because, you know, everybody's like focusing on the food and the weight when that's really
not
the problem.
The issue.
It's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it was your solution to dealing with the real pain that you were struggling. So to answer your question, John, to me this has the same variables and dynamics as any addiction. You know, she was not in control of her mind, body, and spirit. And
yeah, it is a control thing, too.
Yeah. And the beautiful part about us and our conversations that we have on Sunday night is that the reason that Brian sits in the seat is because the reality is as a professional over 20 years as a psychotherapist and as a psychologist, this is a gentleman that's been dealing with people, scores of people in your position for a very long time. So it's real simple for me to sit here, somebody that hasn't gone through the process, or isn't schooled to be able to deal with the process. That's why Brian sits with us every week. Because understand, when we carry a message here, what we're carrying is a true message that's going to be able to help people to be able to find an end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Corey Haim found an end.
Yeah.
Now, in what you look at in your life, you were close, I'm sure, close to death by the time this all came to a head.
Well, I went to the doctor, and then they actually told me and my parents to go down to Johns Hopkins, where my mom was 40-some years before that. And we went toward the facility. They put me on a waiting list to be there. Of course, there were so many girls. It's such a problem. There were so many girls in the facility. But I ended up going to a therapist once a week who dealt with eating disorders, and she was amazing. Her name was Susan. It's been so long. It was in Maryland, so... and every week we'd go in, and it'd start out just me talking about food and fat, you know, how fat I was and how ugly I was and all these things. And then as I progressed and got more comfortable with her, then the real issues started coming up. Now, it's very uncomfortable because a lot of the issues that come up are things that you've stuffed or might not even know is there. So when they start coming up, you're, like, crying. I'd walk out in a sweat. It was, like, sometimes people just don't want to deal with the real core issue. I don't know if do you find that a lot?
Well, I think one of the things I wanted to also say is during that when you're transforming into the new person that you are, we tend to, and I don't know about you, but I know I do, I tend to defocus on things.
Mm-hmm.
So may it be men. I mean, did you find yourself as you were going through that process, if I don't have to feel this, maybe I can find a new boyfriend, or maybe I can, you know, go and use another type of behavior to not feel what I'm going through?
Well, I had a wonderful boyfriend at the time named Patrick Bowers. He was amazing. He was like an angel in my life. He's actually one of the main reasons, besides my family, that I decided to get well. Not for him, but just because his love was, he was just so loving to me. So, I actually focus more on, during my healing and therapy, she had me focus because I'm very artistic. I would do a lot of art therapy, a lot of journaling, things like that, and just finding myself. I was so young. I was a teenager back then, like 18, 19. So I didn't really find myself going through that because I was in a relationship already prior, before I, you know, went through the treatment. So
did you find yourself in fear? You had to be in fear that you weren't sure what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's because things that are so stuffed. Another good thing that really happened is God. I wasn't a Christian then. I had some issues, you know, with my family and my mother, and God started dealing with my heart of forgiveness. So some addictions, eating disorders and other addictions, you have to learn how to forgive yourself and forgive others that maybe you felt hurt you. And so that was another thing that really was one of the main healing things in my life, where I was able to write my mother a beautiful poem and tell her I love her, and that, you know, some of the things we went through, I was able to deal with that. So it was a year of an amazing year of my life, actually.
when you went through the process, I'm sure, Brian, that you understand going through that healing process, especially with the 12 steps, because she just explained some of the 12-step process.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, that whole forgiveness and the fact that she was able to do that, you know, the way I put it is that we may not be able to forgive the act or what was done, but we want to work on forgiving the person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you could have that forgiveness in your heart, you are really letting go of that anger, that fear. Mm-hmm. And the one core issue, which, you know, which I discovered, you know, I didn't discover it, but what I try to help people is that shame.
Yeah.
And if your mother was anorexic, you know, with the depression and the addiction, how, you know, her shame was very apparent.
Yes.
And then she's just, you know, she could have, like, done everything right, you know, but the projection of the shame onto you just, you know, integrated you at a very young age, and that stays with you, the whole concept of the inner healing the wounded inner child.
Yes, you're exactly right.
You know, well, that's part of also the isolation that she was talking about.
Yeah.
Because the shame turns into isolation, it turns into anxiety, it turns into a lot of...
It's really the core of what produces a lot of the pathological thinking and the behavior, you know, and then the forgiveness helps you to, you know, lift that shame and you start feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
You look great and you sound great. I'm very proud of you. In a short time, I know you, because I'll tell you, you know, treating of eating disorder hasn't really changed that much in all the years. It really isn't much out different, and it's a very 25% to 30 women do die, you know, from the illness.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not something that has changed dramatically, but, you know, you're a great story, and we got to hear how you did it. Yeah, we haven't gotten to that part yet.
Well, and that's where we're getting ready to go next, because we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, and we're going to kick it off with how Amy started to grow spiritually and the changes that took place. We'll be back right after this message.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer, and church attendance while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospital Organizations, reflecting the high standard of care that all patients receive. Do you want a new life? Go online to www.drugrehabforchristians.com or call 800-419-0859. Again, that number is 800-419-0859. Call now to end your spiritual bankruptcy. 800-419-0859 or online at drugrehabforchristians.com. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflin today, or go online at briantherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briantherapy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, all about addiction recovery. Tonight's topic is, of course, addiction kills. And, of course, we started this whole thing out with Corey Haim and the relationship to going into recovery and, you know, not basically making it and dying at the very end of your addiction. Well, you know, what we have tonight is we have an opportunity to look at addiction overall, because most people have this stigma that addicts, alcoholics, are the only ones that die from their addiction. Not the case. Not the case. The guy that has the bottle and the hypodermic needle that's laying under the bridge is less than 5% of the population of addicts and alcoholics, less than 5%. All the rest are the people that are middle income, upper middle income, and wealthy people rolling around the streets with addiction problems. And those addictions can be in many phases. They can be in gambling. They can be in sex. They can be in types of behaviors of spending or addiction to food or eating disorders. These are just some of them. It goes on and on and on. The 12-step process has now been applied to 205 different 12-step approaches. May it be marijuana, may it be shoes, may it be spending, may it be gambling, whatever it is. And there's a need for it, because across the board what happens with a lot of folks is that we might start out getting clean or arresting our disease, whatever that happens to be at that present time, and the next thing you know, 3 months later, we're piling on the ice cream or we're out gambling and we're just changing seats on the Titanic. And the reality of this is, and if you listen to the first half of this, Amy Barbera is with us, and she went through a process. She had to go through a process of hitting her bottom. Genetically speaking, she had the disposition for an eating disorder from the day one. As she went through her process, she had to hit her bottom to come to a point where she made a decision and said, you know something, I don't want to live like this anymore. And through John Hopkins, her parents, and getting the help that she needed, she then began to live a life of principle. Now, what's that principle? That one principle is I have a disease. That disease is anorexia, and I have to deal with that issue, and how am I going to deal with it? Well, now, how did you deal with it? Once
well,
you got to that point, what brought you to today?
Well, well, of course, you have to reach the point where you're no longer in denial, that you want to deal with it. You don't want to live that way anymore. So, of course, I went through the treatment for a full year, once a week, dealt with my issues. The pain started coming up, forgiveness, learning to love myself, forgiving myself. And then I decided I wanted to move away from home. I said, Dad, I want to move away.
And where are you from originally?
Hagerstown, Maryland, a small town. I said, I want to pursue my dreams of art and music. And, of course, where I grew up, you're not going to do that. So he said, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to save money, and I'm going to move. And, of course, at that time, I was still going through the healing. I really believe that God was working in my life at that time. He had the whole thing planned out. And I moved to Florida. But at that time when I finally moved to Florida, I was basically healed from the eating disorder. You know, I had been through the treatment, and I came here all by myself around 20 years old, and then I started going to church, and I found the Lord. I'm a born-again Christian. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And that's when the whole, basically, God was working in my life prior to that through Susan, the counselor, and through my boyfriend, and through my family. But I actually came to him full force, started leading worship, became the singer, lead singer of the church. And then now, of course, I'm an inspirational singer. My album just came out 2 years ago, A Beautiful Flower of Life. I've traveled to different children's hospitals, and I'm actually part of two eating disorder organizations.
What are they?
Waging the Wars Against Eating Disorders found me on the computer. When my album first came out, they contacted me. They're like, we love your music. It's just really inspiring. I said, you're not going to believe this, but I had anorexia because I didn't talk about it on MySpace. Now I have my story up, and they made me a recovery buddy, and they send girls from all over the world that are suffering from either anorexia or bulimia to me. And I understand them. A lot of them come to me, I'm fat, I just ate this, and I try, when I'm talking with them, I try to get them to, well, what happened in your childhood, and what really happened? And a lot of them start opening up. And then just about a year ago, a girl from Canada who has You Are Not Alone put me in her newsletter. She's a recovering anorexic as well, and made me the inspiring woman. So it's going not only in America but in Canada. I've never, ever since my recovery and finding the Lord and focusing on my calling, I watched Oprah years ago. He has a top eating disorder specialist on Oprah Winfrey, and he said that when the girls are going through treatment, they tell them to focus on whatever they're gifting or what they love to do.
Absolutely.
And he thinks that's a big part of recovery.
That being said, when you look at somebody that's just coming through the door, so to speak, and they're scared. They're, you know, they're filled with anxiety. They got fear going on. Mm-hmm. They don't like who they are. They hate themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, self-hatred is killing us every day. And when you see somebody like that, you got to think back to yourself, wow, that's where I began.
Oh, yeah, I do. And I talked to him. I had a girl recently through Facebook that we talked back and forth for like an hour. And she wrote me, she said, Amy, I had 3 French fries today. And I know I'm happy, you know, but she said, I know you're not going to think that's good. So I started talking to her deeper, and I started talking to her, and she said, well, I said, honey, you know, I know it's hard, but you're going to have to, you know, get to the deep issue. And she said, you're right. She said, well, I don't want to deal with the sexual abuse, but at least I got her to think about it. And then I started telling her how much God loved her and how he has a plan for her. And so that's kind of the direction that I try to go with the girls, try to get them to stop talking so much about the food and try to get to at least what might have caused them to starve themselves or have bulimia, and then try to tell them that God has a purpose for you. And by the end of the hour, I felt, she said, there was some hope, because she said, I felt like God left me so long ago, but you today talking to you brought me some hope. So I try to bring hope and spirituality. And
well, you know what? You're describing exactly how the process works, and when, because before somebody can get to those issues, they have to have hope.
Yeah.
And when you look at the 12 steps, the step 2 and step 3 go right at that, you know, turning your will over, God, having a belief, having a hope, and then it gets into the issues, so to speak. So what I hear from you, you know, you suffered along. Something connected you with God, you know, and that's really your recovery began. And, you know, and that's what you're trying to do for these people, and that's what I have to try to do in my work, is give them a sense of hope, not a false belief,
mm-hmm.
but that if you do the right thing, you know, if you believe that good will come, and that's the inspiration, and that's what you're talking about.
I think it's, isn't it scary to anybody that's listening, because I know it was for me, when somebody came at me with the God concept, I got to tell you that my stomach flipped.
Oh, really?
You know, hey, listen, you know, I was like one of those Irish Catholic boys. I wanted nothing to do with God. I just figured Sister Grace was going to be in the corner with a bat.
No,
you know?
The interesting thing that happens with me, because I have music, most of the people that come to me love my songs. Your song, Make Me a Butterfly, is helping me. So it opens the doorway for me to be able to talk, you know. But I kind of try to feel people out. Maybe not, you know, because everybody's in a different state.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I don't want to push, you know, my belief or anything on anybody. I just want to bring them hope and a message.
Well, I like that concept, because
yeah.
Here's the reality. You know, if we look at our lives like, you know, it's attraction, not promotion.
Yeah.
If we just attract people with who we are, and we let God, like, kind of, God, I believe in him now.
I get him now.
But again, if we kind of let that higher power just kind of drop people in our lives when they're supposed to be there, it's amazing how people gravitate to us. And the same thing is that I have a heart where I want to gravitate to people now, too. You know,
yeah.
It's so cool. It's a great connection.
Very interesting. I had a girl, Kim, on MySpace who was actually very severe. I mean, they put her in the hospital, had her on tubes, had a heart attack because she was so severely anorexic. And her family, they didn't buy the CD. I gave it to him as a gift. God told me to give it to him as a gift. And as she was in the hospital, they didn't think she was going to make it. And my music, they would write me, inspires her, it's helping her. So God is using it as an outlet to be able to reach the girls and bring them hope. And
So let me ask the obvious question, because, of course, tonight's conversation is about that addiction kills. We've been talking about great stories and understanding, like yourself, a great
mm-hmm.
story, a great testimonial that, you know, something, you can be somebody different than who you were.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay the same. You can step out of your comfort zone and be somebody
mm-hmm.
different. How about the people that you've met over the years that didn't make it?
Well, of course, we all know Karen Carpenter died of anorexia. I don't know anybody that specifically died. I know that my mother actually only had a few days to live when she was, and she was at like 70 pounds. The doctor said that her body was like what we see the children in Africa, was basically eating itself from within. So they put her on tube feeding right away. And this girl, Kim, is in and out of the hospital, and I try to encourage her any way that I can. But it's painful. I think Kim lost her fiancé died, and after that she just couldn't cope. But it does happen. 20% of people that have anorexia, they die. And it's very prevalent today with celebrities, too.
Right, yeah. Actually, I thought it was like 25, but it is a very high. But, you know, again, it's a disease. It's
mm-hmm.
a disease like cancer. It's a disease like diabetes. And we know that there are people that do die, but we also know that there's great treatment out there.
There is.
And there are a lot of people. And again, it's that spirituality, is that belief that, you know, that I can get better, that I'm not alone, you know, in it. Because that's what so many people have, is that fear of being alone.
Well, you know, being the controversial person that I am, because, you know, I like a little controversy every once in a while.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Back in 1952, the American Medical Association deemed that alcoholism was a disease. Now, I had somebody tell me that in 1962 they repealed that. Is that true?
No, it's definitely a disease, and there is the gene has been found, you know, to that indicates that addiction, and you know, and you could just, we know it's a disease, because again, when we define addiction, the four components real quick, the person receives some pleasure from it. Two, there is a compulsion that no matter what, they are driven to get that food, drug, sex, or that thing, you know, and they'll do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Third, there is that out of control, you know, and you know, and we're describing Amy right now,
yeah.
and that denial. You know, she's looking herself in the mirror and she thinks she's fat, you know. So you know, that's not a psychological. There's more going on there.
Yeah.
And no, it's a disease, and it's a medical problem,
yeah.
no doubt.
That being said, we're going to go to our next break. And, of course, when we come back, Amy's going to tell you how to get her music, how you can hear special events that are coming up. We did a couple of shows with her here on other, of course, course, Holistic Lifestyles radio shows, and you can find out more information on that. But we'll be back right after this message.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist calls a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Are you tired of being spiritually bankrupt? Do you want a new life? Lakeview Health Systems, a premier drug, alcohol, and dual diagnosis treatment center, offers a Christian track called A New Life. As a faith-based addiction treatment component for Christians, A New Life at Lakeview offers pastoral counseling, Bible study, prayer, and church attendance while providing a state-of-the-art clinical addiction recovery program. A New Life at Lakeview is accredited by the Joint Commission of Hospital Organizations, reflecting the high standard of care that all patients receive. Do you want a new life? Go online to www.drugrehabforchristians.com or call 800-419-0859. Again, that number is 800-419-0859. Call now to end your spiritual bankruptcy. 800-419-0859 or online at drugrehabforchristians.com. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflett graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflett today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflett, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and of course, it's all about addiction recovery. If you were listening to the commercial segment of this, and you heard Charles Becker, the attorney, it was the first time I ever received a check from an attorney. Over 20 years of, almost 30 years of active addiction, I gave them a lot of checks, but I never got one. So I got to tell you, that was an experience for me, baby. So in the meantime, I'm really glad that we're here tonight. And, of course, I'm here with our resident therapist, Brian Chaplin.
Good to be here, John.
It's always good to have you here, too. Just in case the med card has to come through. Only kidding. Only kidding. In the meantime, we also have with us Amy Barbera. And Amy's been on three of our shows so far. She's been on Rashid's. And she was on Third Eye Live yesterday. And, you know, so I didn't get to, I happened to not be in the studio the first time she was here. But yesterday I happened to be in the studio with Third Eye Live and hanging out with them. And, of course, if you are in the, you know, area of a computer or WNN 1470 AM, Monday through Friday it's 2 to 3 p.m. Saturdays is 4 to 6, and Sundays is 9 to midnight, all about addiction recovery. On Tuesday is Spirituality with Rashid, and on Saturday is Third Eye Live from 4 to 6. You can check out all of those shows and many, many more by just going to holisticlifestylesradio.com, where you'll see a lovely picture of myself and Amy.
Yeah, I just put it up today.
So we're looking forward to you.
Blushing. Stop it. Stop it.
She actually was, like, you know, standing next to me. Another thing, it's almost like, you know, like the getting the check from the lawyer. You know, I got people that want to stand next to me now. Unbelievable. At one point, I don't think, you know, you wouldn't have even come close. You said, listen, shower first, dude. So, Amy, tell us about your music, and tell us your inspiration behind your music. What's the heart behind your music?
God is definitely the heart behind my music. He inspires each song, places them in my heart. And my song that really has impacted many people with eating disorders is Make Me a Butterfly. I get so much response from people that are suffering from any kind of addiction. And I also have a song called Let Me Cry, Lord, because sometimes when we're in the deepest part of our addiction, we are so numb. I don't know if you've ever been there, John.
Okay.
Numb. And you can't feel, and you oftentimes can't cry. And so I wrote that song from a perspective of that deep, dark place and how you're, like, crying out to God, let me cry, Lord, let my tears fill the endless shore so you can wash this pain far, far away. So all of my music is inspired by God. Each song, I have a song called Broken Father, which I've had two people that have terrible relationships with their father. Both of them were on their way to the therapist, heard the song, and they're sobbing. So I have many songs on my album that can deal with all types of addiction and all types of feelings, even with, you know, if your relationship with your parent. And that's a song that's helped many people, too. So.
I love it. And I'm going to just go through some things here, and I'm going to make sure that we say it right. MySpace.com, Amy Barbera,
mm-hmm.
and you can get information there on how to buy your CDs.
Yeah.
And also, what is your website? Is there a website they can go to? Or?
Well, the CD Baby site on the card, okay. www.cdbaby.com/CD/AmyBarbera2 is where you can actually purchase my CD.
Okay.
You can email me at amybarbera711@AOL.com because a lot of people like to buy the album direct through me. And I'm also on iTunes and Amazon. And I'm on Facebook.
So I'm sure if they Google Amy Barbera,
yes,
you're everywhere.
I'm on like 10 or 15 pages. So
you're everywhere.
So it's you know, it's easy to find me.
That's a beautiful thing. And Amy, you know, it's been a pleasure having you in this evening and talking to us about this, of course, point of addiction.
Yes.
Right. You have a beautiful message, Amy. And
thank
you.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much.
I want to take this time, if you're listening right now and you're in one of our county facilities, and you happen to be on the rack because you smoked a little too much crack, I can tell you that there is help for you. And the bottom line is that you don't have to continue going back into the cycle of addiction locked up, addiction locked up, addiction locked up. If you want help, I'm going to give you a phone number. I know you can't call 800 numbers while you're in there, so I'm going to give you a phone number. You can call Collect. It's 954-946-4313. Now, if you're calling for commissary or you're calling for a three-way and it's anything other than wanting addiction help, you're calling the wrong guy. So if you are calling for those reasons, we want to encourage you to pick up the phone and make that phone call, 954-946-4313, and feel free to call Collect to that number. I also want to take this time to say hello to the guys in the SAT program that actually called me this week, Collect, and told me that everybody listens to the show and the SAP program on Sunday nights and they enjoy the show. So I want to say a heads up to all the SAP guys in the Conti facility over in, of course, North Broward. And you guys just hang in there, go through your process, get out, get plugged in, and you will, one day at a time, be a better person. You don't have to go back to where you came from. You know, whenever I would leave jail, I would throw the Bible out, I would throw out the big book, and I would walk out the door and say, I don't need this stuff anymore, I'm free. And then 3 weeks later, I was back.
Oh, wow.
And then 3 weeks later, I was back. That was the story of my life. 3 weeks later, I was back. So the reality is if this is your time in incarceration, it doesn't matter how much time you have, when you get out, it can be better, and it can be different, and you can be a different person. I want to thank Amy for being here. I want to thank Brian for being here. Brian,
great
I know you're old and everything. So,
yes.
Are you staying for the second half? Or?
I don't know yet. You're talking. God, I feel so bad.
You're old. I mean, I just don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to fall out on us.
No. All right.
And Susie will be calling me. It'll be ugly.
All right. Nothing. We don't want anything ugly here happening. No.
And we'll be back. It's the end of this half. We'll be into the second half and then the third. That's a quarter, or no, a third. Okay, whatever. We'll be back.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime?
Oh, that was good.
If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363. Or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Schaffler graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Schaffler today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Schaffler, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. Brian, Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today, family owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., only on WNN.
Paul Harvey was the greatest of American broadcasters. In memory of Paul and his late wife, Angel, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago will christen its planned 12,000-square-foot penthouse special events venue, the Paul and Angel Harvey Center.
What Cooperstown is to baseball, Chicago is to broadcasting. This is where Major League Radio began. Now, Radio Hall of Fame has come home.
The Paul and Angel Harvey Center will be the site of future Radio Hall of Fame inductions, working radio and TV studios, interactive kiosks, and tourist-friendly exhibits. For more of the story and to make your tax-deductible donation, visit www.museum.tv.
The harsher the wind, the stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions and changing times.
You've listened to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help the Paul and Angel Harvey Center become a lasting memorial and a bridge to the future. Visit museum.tv and get the rest of the story.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. With the uncertainty of today's financial marketplace, you're probably asking yourself, what should I be doing with my money right now? What you need are financial experts to guide you during these volatile times. Contact Bob Diamond and Michael Stern at Newbridge Securities by calling toll-free 866-361-8695.
That's 866-361-8695. With over 35 years of experience, Bob and Michael can separate the usual from the unusual, the normal from the rhetoric, and give you the story behind the story that many times can lead to that special investment opportunity you probably won't hear about elsewhere. In these extraordinary times of distrust and confusion with investment professionals and their priorities, Bob and Michael can offer alternatives as they identify the diamonds in the rough. Call Bob Diamond and Michael Stern toll-free at 866-361-8695. That's 866-361-8695. Once again, 866-361-8695. If your net worth is taking a hit, you may feel that now is the wrong time to take on a new expense. Ironically, you may need to...